This is Kent Lundquist, your host for The Feeling of Jazz. We're back for the second hour of some more modern swinging mainstream jazz sounds, and we hope you'll stick around for this next session. We're going to continue with our salute to the Count Basie Atomic Band, the Atomic Mr. Basie, as he was called at this time. These are some more tracks from the live jazz club recordings at the Crescendo in Hollywood in June and July of 1958 with the great Count Basie Band. The personnel was just outstanding. As I said in the top of the first hour, people like Joe Newman and Thad Jones on trumpet, Al Gray on trombone, Frank West, Frank Foster on tenor sax, the great Freddie Green on guitar, of course, the maestro Count Basie on piano. And I guess no highlight of the Basie Band would be complete without doing his old standby. Let's listen to them do Jumping at the Woodside.
Thank you.
The count was smoking on that one. They were really burning on their old saw, Jumping at the Woodside with the Basie Atomic Band, 1958, live in L.A. And great trombone solo there by Al Gray. I think it might have been Frank West on tenor sax. I'm not sure. It's either Frank West or Frank Foster. The liner notes don't tell us. It's just my guess from my ear, listening to those two guys play all through the down through the years. Gonna do something now by Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. Of course, drummer Art Blakey had several versions of the Jazz Messengers, and one of his best versions was that had Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, and Bobby Timmons on piano, along with Jamie Merritt on bass. And this is from the album done by Blakey called The Big Beat. And this is a Wayne Shorter composition, a composition by the sax man on this track, Lester Left Town. Thank you. Art Baker on drums, leading his group through Lester Left Town. That was his Jazz Messengers that included Morgan on trumpet and Wayne Shorter on tenor sax. Piano player was Bobby Timmons from an LP called The Big Beat. Okay, we're going to go back to the Count Basie Live in the club in L.A. in June and July of 1958. And at this particular time, the Count Basie Atomic Band, as it was called, had a huge monster hit. It was on the charts, in the top 20, 30 on the charts for quite some time. And this is the old standard, April in Paris. That's the classic April in Paris by the Count Basie Orchestra circa 1958 in L.A. And, of course, you had that false ending where they had about one more time, about three times there at the end. And a wonderful swinging version of that composition that put Count Basie on the charts for quite some time. I'm going to go to the ballad artistry of Bud Johnson. real overlooked, underrated tenor sax man. Played a lot of years with the, I think, with the Earl Hines Band down through the years. This is a Mercer Arlen composition, Come Rain or Come Shine. So let's listen to Bud Johnson doing Come Rain or Come Shine. Bud Johnson on tenor sax, doing Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer's great composition, Come Rain or Come Shine. Back to the Count Basie Band, live at the Crescendo in Hollywood in 1958. And we're going to hear the Atomic Band work its way through an old Neil Hefti arrangement and composition that was in the Basie book for a real long time, and it should have been because it was a nice little swinger called Plymouth Rock.
Thank you.
All right, that was Count Basie at the Crescendo Club in L.A. circa 1958, around June or July. And there were two really fine tenor sax solos there by Frank West and Frank Foster on that particular track. It was something that was in the Basie book for a long, long time, a nice medium swinger. I'm going to turn to the ballad artistry of tenor sax band Houston Person. If anybody could coax a good sound out of a ballad with a jazz version, that was Houston Person. And this is a thing that was written by Hoagie Carmichael and Johnny Mercer, Everything Happens to Me. Great lyrics, but this is the instrumental version. And, of course, Houston on saxophone, Cecil Bridgewater on trumpet, Stanhope on piano, Buster Williams on bass, Grady Tate on drums. Everything Happens to Me. Thank you. Gorgeous, a ballad version of Everything Happens to Me by the tenor sax man Houston Person. Now we're going to go back to the Count on the Coast, and by that I mean Count Basie on the West Coast, 1958, live at the Crescendo Club in L.A. And, of course, this is our highlight artist of the week, and we're getting a sampling of how the Count Basie, great Count Basie Orchestra sounded live in a club. And this is something from the old Basie book, goes back to pre-World War II. We carried it forward post-World War II and into the 50s and 60s. A great old Basie swinger. Let's listen to Swingin' the Blues.
Thank you.
blistering version of that old Basie standard, Swingin' the Blues, by the Count Basie Atomic Band from 1958 Crescendo Club in L.A. And now we're going to change the pacing quite a bit and do something by pianist Bill Evans. We haven't done anything by Bill Evans in quite some time. We're going to take care of that right now. This is the Bill Evans Trio with Bill on piano, Eddie Gomez on bass, and Marty Morell on drums. And this is the great composition written by Harold Arlen, A Sleepin' Bee. Thank you. Bill Evans live, circa 1969 on piano, doing a great composition by Harold Arlen, Asleep and Be. Well, for the better part of the last hour, the last 2 hours, we've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We hope you make a habit of getting back around with us for another session next Sunday night and any other Sunday night. We look forward to bringing you some of the finest in modern mainstream sounds. So we're going to close out the show with a little soul jazz. We'll do something by Stanley Turrentine. And you're going to really kind of enjoy this thing. It's called Little Sherry. It's written by Stanley from my Blue Note album called Look Out.